Throw.
It would be nice to have a bug.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bug.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bug.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bug.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bug.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bug.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a bug.
Throw.
From your mom.
Listeners and not to, we did anyway, dumb debating.
John's computer sucks, Macs are the only way, dumb debating.
Fullbacks are running backs, hamburger steaks.
Josh is too dumb to eat a cupcake.
Melee to base.
Does John like Nebraska or Creighton?
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Die for the pylon or give up on the plate, dumb debating.
Millennials are great and old should go away, dumb debating.
Rarely do we find any common ground.
Josh wants his food to be the best around,
even if it gives him fatal flatulation.
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. When a tree falls down and nobody's around, you can bet your ass it won't make a sound. Water ain't wet, you know nothing about hydration. Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating.
It is that time of day where we are going to do some dumb debates. Hashtag dumb debates on Twitter. Woo! Michael's never participated.
450. He hit it on 450. Give props to the producer.
Thank you.
450. That's pretty good. It says 450. We hit it at 450.
Well, we're never on time.
I did radio for a long time, and I don't think we ever hit a time that was right.
We were never on time.
Never on time.
We're never on time.
Good job.
I still remember when I came in and took over. Who was the last guy who was in this chair? Calvin something.
Kugler.
Yeah.
And Hub.
I had just transitioned over from doing mornings on AM or on.
And you guys
radio.
Are on a clock.
Well, we're on the clock.
Yeah.
But then also giving time checks.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first week I was
it
like, yeah, it's 20 past the hour here on Sportsmanlike Conduct. And during a break, Michael said, no one gives a damn what the time is. What are you doing that for?
All you're telling them is they got more time to work.
Right.
Like, damn, it's not even 5 o'clock yet.
Yeah, I gave up doing that very early on.
Yeah.
This is Dumb Debates, the portion of the program where you get a chance to take things over by sending us your questions, your quandaries, your dumb debates. If you think about it while you're sitting on the throne or you're at one of those family reunions that you don't want to be around, but then, you know, someone gets onto a topic, you say, hey, that's a dumb topic. Let's send it to the guys. You can do so, JTech Construction Zone Twitter page, hashtag Dumb Debates, or Equitable Bank inbox, John at 1620thezone.com. Michael, you are our guest. You are our guest.
Yeah.
You have a movie based one you want to
do. Like back when I was in Little League and I had all that speed leading off. I was so fast.
Man, if we'd have had that, if we'd ever
we
run
could
that
race right now.
If we had ever had
we
that could, run that
in
race,
my dress
I would
shoes,
kill you.
I will beat you right now. I run sprints every morning with the dog. Every morning. Every damn morning we run sprints.
Sprint boy.
Okay, so here we go. Did you see the movie Hustle, by the way? Adam Sandler.
Yes.
He's a scout.
Yeah,
for the Sixers.
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
movie
good.
Club.
Okay.
Yep.
So you know that Anthony Edwards is in that movie.
Yes.
Ant is in that movie. He's the antagonist.
Mm-hmm,
great.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought was best athletes during their career, what's the best role? That they played.
So this is an active athlete.
Active athlete.
Active at the time.
Yes.
What best role in movie history.
Yes.
Kareem in Airplane.
So I have Kareem, but you know what a better role was for Kareem? Game of Death. He was the top floor of the pagoda that my friend Bruce Lee was climbing
and had to fight
Kareem at the top of the pagoda. And he wouldn't have beaten Kareem if he wouldn't have knocked his glasses off because the sun comes in and he had bad eyes and it messed him up.
Wait a minute.
Game of Death, baby.
This would have been when he was still with the Bucks.
I know. I'm telling you, it was middle of his career. He's working out in San Francisco with Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee says, you know what? I'm doing this movie Game of Death and I'm going up this building and I want somebody at the top to be really a big deal. It was Kareem.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay.
So here's the ones I have on the list.
All right.
Okay. Jim Brown, Dirty Dozen. Now, this was during the offseason. He was still a member of the Browns.
Right. He didn't retire until after the movie was shot.
He stayed later.
Yeah.
I mentioned Kareem. Terry Bradshaw, Cannonball Run. Hilarious.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hilarious in that role.
By the way, can I... Well...
Go ahead.
He wasn't active, but in that Alexander Payne movie, when he was with... what's her name from...
Which Payne movie? Which movie are you talking about?
He was in. Wasn't he in an Alexander Payne movie? I gotta look.
Terry Bradshaw in one?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
I'll look it up.
I don't remember that.
But keep going.
Okay, so then I have the greatest. Okay, and that is Dr. J and the Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
I knew that was coming.
Dr. J and the Fish. We're talking the middle of his career now. If you watched any of the Lakers pseudo documentary live action thing, there's a scene where they're going to the movie premiere of this movie. And Doc's there, and everybody's there. It's in it. So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Alex English in Amazing Grace and Chuck, which is a movie way before its time. The story was, little kid is afraid of nuclear war.
Yeah.
So he decides he's going to strike playing Little League baseball.
Okay.
And Alex English is an NBA player named Chuck who decides, or Amazing Grace, decides to also not play. They end up killing the Alex English character. They blow his plane up.
Okay.
I know. It's a good movie.
Deep. By the way, I was way off.
I didn't know what you're talking
about. Bradshaw was in Failure to Launch.
Oh, yes. He was definitely in Failure to Launch.
Yeah, with Kathy Bates.
Yes. Okay.
He was pretty funny in that, but that was after he had retired.
What about the driver cameos in Talladega Nights? Are we counting those?
Like, do they have a spoken part? They're playing themselves, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do guys that aren't
Junior
necessarily playing
has a spoken part.
They're not playing themselves. They're playing themselves, right?
They are playing themselves.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid that.
Fair.
My last one from the old movies is O.J. Simpson in Capricorn 1. They go to Mars.
Yeah.
Is it Mars?
Yeah, it's Mars.
Mars, and he
Man
is,
mission to Mars.
Yes,
and
it was the last year he was in the league. He was a Niner.
Yeah.
And he did Capricorn 1.
Yeah.
I don't know. Real quick, the new school guys.
I heard he killed that part.
He did definitely kill that part.
Oh,
the part he killed was the part when he was in Towering Inferno, but that was after he retired. So Ray Allen and He Got Game, playing Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yep.
Brett Favre and There's Something About Mary, although he's playing himself.
He is playing himself.
Yep.
He is playing himself.
Shaquille O'Neal and Penny Hardaway in Blue Chips.
In Blue Chips.
Kevin Garnett's playing himself, but the role he played in Uncut Gems was amazing. You see Uncut Gems?
No, I have not seen that one yet.
Have you ever done cocaine?
No.
Watch this movie. You'll know what it feels like. I'm serious, dude. You're like, ooh. And then Boban, you know, the big, tall basketball player, played in, I believe, John Wick 3, I think. Now, he wasn't playing himself. He was playing a hit person. Hmm. But those are all guys who were active while they were in the movies.
Active while in the movie.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, of course, is Space Jam. He's playing himself.
But
I'm
going to
say
himself.
The John Wick 3 one is probably the best because I didn't realize that was him.
Do you remember the scene where he kills the guy with the book?
Mm-hmm.
That's Boban.
I'm going to go with that.
Kills him with the book. That's pretty good. You got a whole bunch of other guys that played in a lot of great movies, obviously, but that's the only ones I can really find that were during their career.
Are we counting Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'm not counting wrestlers or bodybuilders. No offense to those guys. Wonderful. Team sports kind of talking about. There's a lot of wrestlers.
That takes out the A-team.
Yeah, a lot of wrestlers.
A lot of them.
But they're actors anyway.
I got one for you.
Give me one.
Maybe the best ever. Was he active?
You going to go Carl Weathers?
Yeah.
He was not active.
He was not active.
He only played 2 years in the league.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, no, he was not active at the time.
He's
I have him down as just athletes who were really good.
I mean, technically.
And he had two. Predator, which he was great in Predator.
He was good in Predator.
And obviously Rockies.
He's still technically active.
Who's that?
Mike Tyson in The Hangover.
I have Mike Tyson in The Hangover question mark because, yes, he's now technically active. Yeah, at the moment of when he did The Hangover, he was not.
Yeah.
He was not fighting at the time when he did The Hangover. He was really happy.
Alex Karras was retired,
He was retired. I looked
for
it up.
Blazing Saddles?
I looked it up, yes. And then also The Goonies. The guy who played...
The deformed guy.
Who was
that?
John Matuszak.
Yeah, Matuszak was retired.
For the Raiders. He had just retired, 3 years before. And then he died a couple years later.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm just... I'm
Andre the Giant and the Princess Bride.
But you said
no wrestlers, right? Lawrence Taylor in Any Given Sunday gives a great speech.
He does.
What a great speech. Jim Brown and Lawrence Taylor give great speeches in that movie. One of my favorite speeches because he says, "We make easy for you."
Yeah.
That's Jim Brown giving the speech.
Were awesome. Any of the guys in the remake, and I'm not, I hate to legitimize this movie because it's never
Longest
as good
Yard?
As, yeah.
I don't.
Were any of those guys
Michael Irvin might have still been.
I don't think he, what was he?
I think Michael Irvin might have still been when he was in the movie. He might have still been active. I'm not sure.
He could have been.
Yeah, I didn't go for those.
Were there any actual golfers in Happy Gilmore?
Ooh, I don't know.
Not. There were a couple of announcers.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you I've never seen Happy
Uncle
Gilmore.
Uncle Vern.
So
really?
Never seen it. I know there were some golfers in Tin Cup.
I love
there were
Happy
real golfers in Tin Cup. But I didn't see Happy Gilmore.
Oh, you didn't see Happy Gilmore?
I don't.
Oh,
mind.
That's right. You're not into comedy.
I don't watch those movies. Not big for me. Not big for me.
What about Dan Marino in?
I have him down for Pet Detective, but he was retired, Ventura. Obviously.
Ace but he Ventura. Was also playing himself.
Yeah, and he's playing himself, too.
He so was also like, playing himself.
That was kind of a double one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them are close. Like, obviously, Jim Brown the last
I'm
year.
Glad, I'm glad you did not mention Shaquille O'Neal in Kazam.
I'm not going to, you know. Blue Chips is good enough.
Blue Chips is good enough.
Blue Chips was good enough. And the way he played in that movie, by the way, right now it's like the, I have Vizio TV, and so it's like the number one picked movie on Vizio TV.
Yeah.
You can watch it for free. And I was like, I watched it the other night. It was great. It's a great movie. Penny Hardaway, the dunks, the little 9-foot rim they had Shaq on, making him look like a giant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you remember his character name?
Yeah, it was very French. It was Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. If I give you the first name, you'll get the second. Neon.
Laveau.
No, Bordeaux.
Bordeaux. Okay, I know it was something Louisiana-wise, yeah.
Neon Bordeaux.
One that I didn't say, but he wasn't active, was Bubba Smith in Police Academy.
Yeah, but he wasn't active.
And he wasn't active. And Alex Karras is Mondo.
Mongo.
Mongo in Blazing Saddles, yeah.
Which is why Steve Mongo McMichael got his name.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Yep.
There was a lot more, because I was kind of struggling thinking of, you know, some of the active, and especially when you added the caveat they can't play themselves. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, he said this is like, so Roddy Piper again's a wrestler, so I didn't put the wrestlers.
Well,
They Live,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they Live is a good movie.
Oh, I'm chewing bubble gum and I'm kicking ass and all out of bubble gum. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's great. It's a great movie.
Oh, Howie Long?
Howie Long was in the movie with John Travolta about the bombing.
The Face-Off?
No. This is a military movie.
Yeah.
At Broken Arrow.
Okay.
Broken Arrow. But he wasn't playing at the time. No.
Yeah.
When he did Broken Arrow. No. That's when he was trying to launch himself into movies. Brian Bosworth was the same thing after his career, tried to get himself into movies.
When was Howie out of
I think
playing?
Howie's last year might have been like 94, 95, something like that.
Well, 94 was the first year of Fox. So
he was also in Firestorm.
I bet it was
92. Was
I bet it was 91 or 2 he was out.
Is it that early?
Because by 94...
I think he was drafted in 82, wasn't he?
Yes. 94 was the first year of the NFL in Fox, and that's where he was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so his last year, he played 13 seasons, came in 81. So no, he was all the way to 94, 95, right?
No, 94 he was in the Fox studio by then.
So he played he was in a Pro Bowl in 93.
So maybe was 93 was his last year?
Yeah, he played from 81 to 93.
Okay.
Yep. But that was all definitely right. After the before the movie.
Good start. Yeah. Good start.
Very good start.
Go
one
ahead.
Last one quick. Yep. Remember Air?
Air, yeah.
No, just the movie Air.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Was there any players in that one? Similar
well,
to like
they would have played themselves, right?
Yeah, they've been playing themselves, most likely, yeah. Hustle had 90 people playing themselves.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Johnny Pig, who is always one of our best submitters to Dumb Debate, sends us a video or a pictorial Dumb Debate. But for those of you watching, not watching, it is a picture of a cupcake, a chocolate cupcake, sitting on a toilet seat. Johnny says, okay, you walk into your work bathroom and you find this. What percentage of the cupcake do you think is technically safe to eat?
Zero.
I'm not eating
my answer
any
is zero.
Bathroom.
Zero.
Food.
I'm not touching it personally.
Zero. 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 Zero.
No. None.
Yeah. I once took a breadstick out of a trash, but it was on the top of the trash. It was hovering just like George.
Just like George Costanza?
Back at Memorial Stadium. It was an entire...
You did it at Memorial Stadium?
So we're doing our show, after the press conference. We used to stay up there and do it on Tuesdays.
That.
And they had thrown it all in the trash.
They actually
in a big
used
container.
To run the entire press conference. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And so we would grab the, I grabbed one of them out of there. Yeah. It was good, too. But I would not eat any of this.
No.
Zero.
I refuse any bathroom food.
Yeah, I would not touch that. Especially after what I went through last on Monday. I would not want to touch that.
There's some people who I've seen take their water bottles into bathrooms. I won't even do that.
Oh, I'll bring, when I'm going in, I don't leave it outside.
Okay? No.
I bring it in the bathroom. I bring it in the bathroom.
If I take my drink cup, I'll put it in the sink.
Yeah, that's what I do. I put it on the sink and then I'll go. I don't bring it in the bathroom.
I don't want anything that touches my mouth inside of a bathroom.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Dude.
Well, the towel, the paper towel.
There's a lot of stuff that's touching your face that's inside the bathroom.
You would be mortified to know the amount of foreign material that you can find in people's hair.
Yes, no, I get that, but I'm not ingesting hair.
Yes, you are. Every day. Well, every day you're ingesting hair. Hair and these skin molecules, they all get sucked
in. I'm not willingly, purposely ingesting hair.
Right.
I would not eat that. But I will bring my cup into the bathroom instead of leaving on the floor outside.
Yeah. Because some might say, well, you could still eat the top of the cupcake like Elaine Benes. No.
Nah.
You don't understand. And trust me, as one who has to clean up after two boys.
Yeah, I know.
You don't appreciate the amount of splatter.
They get it everywhere.
That takes place.
They get
and
it
I'm
everywhere.
Not even talking about Becca. This is. No. I'm sorry, Johnny Pig, but no soup.
Hey, Dave brought up Pele in Victory. I think Pele was retired.
He was retired, but that.
I think he was retired.
That is a good movie,
that's a
by
hell
the
of
way.
One. He didn't play himself either.
That is the only good soccer movie I've ever seen.
Really? You didn't like Benham, like Beckham?
What do you think?
We did get a call earlier. Ray Nitzky was in a movie.
He was in Longest Yard.
He was in Longest Yard. Yeah, but was he? He wasn't playing.
He was retired. It was 1974. So
he mentioned the movie Head. It's a comedy musical from 1968.
Oh, I missed that. I don't know that one.
Well, he would have been active then.
Yeah, he would have been.
That's
I don't know what the caller said. Oh, okay.
This is going to come up a little bit later on in content.
It's a Monkees movie, like the band The Monkees.
But
love the monkey.
Is Round Ball Rock the most overrated TV sports theme in history?
No.
Round Ball Rock, for those of you who don't know, do we have it? I'm sure we've got it in the system somewhere. NBA on NBC Music, which now is being used by Fox to do college basketball, which some people are triggered by. But there's a chance that NBC could get back in the NBA game.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
And everybody's excited about Round Ball Rock, Round Ball Rock. Most overrated TV sports theme in history. And remember, overrated does not mean bad necessarily.
Not as good
as people think
it is. It
just means not as good as people think.
Yeah. I'm not the person for this because, you know, I don't pay attention to any of that stuff. I'm not very good with those themes. I know what song you're talking about only because SNL parried it. If it wasn't for that, I would not know. I do not know what's playing. I don't know what it is. I've never been into that.
This is for those who live under a tree. This is Round Ball Rock.
Basketball.
Basketball.
It's good.
Give me the ball.
It's good. But it's overrated. It's not even the best NBA theme of all time. That's the NBA on CBS.
I'll take your word for it.
You'll remember it when you go back.
When I hear it, but I won't know who had it, what station it was on, what sport it was probably.
Uniforms and music, Michael.
I know Monday Night Football. That I know. And now Sunday Night Football. I know those two. Other than that, I just don't. Get to the damn game. My whole life, John, has been
get to the damn game.
That's all I want to know.
All right.
When are we playing?
When are we playing? Nick, do you have one?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you had one. I'm sorry.
No.
Chris,
go ahead.
I just say you're wrong about Round Ball Rock. I like Round Ball Rock a lot.
It's fine. It's just overrated.
I don't know if it's overrated. I don't think it's overrated.
Well, this is a good one because this actually involves you, Michael. It was sent in many weeks ago from Mark.
Mark.
And he said, please debate some of the biggest beefs in unsportsmanlike conduct history. The five that he listed, and I think there's probably many of them that are missing. One is Michael Severe versus the city of Atlanta. Two is Stibbs versus the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Three is me versus referees.
Yeah.
Four is Josh versus the sport of wrestling. And five is me again versus Popeye's chicken.
Mm. That one is stupid.
And it's not against Popeye's chicken. It's against Popeye's the business. It is a terrible business because they mistreat their customers and they rip people off.
That's not true. You just got to learn how to order on the app. I order on the app all the time. I get there. I get my
I shouldn't
food,
have to learn how it to just, order on the app.
That's what America is now. It's ordering on the app. You save yourself money. You get some bonus stuff. You get your food.
When I'm
there.
Driving home and I stop somewhere, or if I'm driving back here to do a post-game show.
Right. And I get on the
app.
And
it's in the middle of a Husker game, and I'm listening to the game on the radio, and I'm sitting in line, two cars in line, the truck in front of me and me.
Yeah.
And the truck in front of me finally, after almost 5 minutes, leaves the order station and pulls up.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there for another 5 minutes before anyone even bothers to say anything, and I say, screw you, I'm leaving. That's
order
Popeye.
On the app. Go inside.
I ain't going to order on the app.
Go. It's
You've got to treat
so
me
easy.
Like a human being
it's
and
so
stop
easy.
Serving
and I get
me
extra
tiny
points.
Baby chicken.
What did it's you do before chicken. Apps existed then?
Tiny little
well,
baby chicken.
This is different. Okay, so John, they're racist against, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's Popeyes. And so I've never
it's
had a problem.
It's not racist. They're just
they see
bad.
John, they go,
they are bad at
obviously,
customer service.
Obviously, this guy doesn't know anything about chicken, so we're not going to worry about
him. What are you talking about? I know plenty about chicken. Look at me. Do you think I know anything about chicken?
That guy don't know nothing about no fried chicken.
They're like, that guy leaves a lot of meat on the
Yeah, he does. Oh, that's funny. I would say my hatred for Atlanta goes back to when I was 8 years old and I was bought a t-shirt that said F the Falcons that I wore around as a 8 year old while living in Pennsylvania. I wasn't even in New Orleans at the time.
Now my rivalry with referees goes back 40 years.
Yeah, you go back to 1982.
Long time.
Yeah.
And I've hated him ever since.
It's a long time.
Stibbs versus the Chiefs, that's some strong hate.
That is very strong.
Can I be a part of that? Because I'm all on that, too.
I know. But,
I guarantee he doesn't have everything about the Chiefs muted on Twitter, which I do. You will never see anything. You won't see Chiefs, Mahomes.
I doubt he does because I bet he wants to go in and still laugh at these people.
But you've never boycotted a Super Bowl. Like the Falcons.
I almost did. Like after what happened against Philadelphia, I'm serious, I debated not watching football anymore. I debated it.
Philadelphia, which game?
The Chiefs when they beat Philadelphia on the holding call. I didn't want to watch it anymore. I was like, I'm done. It took me months to get over that. Months. Barely the draft. Barely by the time we got to the draft, I wasn't even interested in the draft that year. No, I hate the Chiefs.
Now Stibbs did boycott an entire Super Bowl.
Just didn't watch
it happened to be the one where Brady kicked the
nice.
Out of him.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That was awesome. That was great. Only time I ever cheered for Tom Brady.
Josh versus wrestling, I mean, that's a decent one.
Doesn't make any sense. Wrestling is just fun. Just fun.
Not WWE.
No, he's talking about
he's talking about
high
wrestling.
School
and college wrestling?
Amateur wrestling.
Oh, that's awesome. Does he ever watch it?
No, he makes fun of it a lot.
Does he not watch it?
It's no, of course
it's one
not.
Of the few things in Summer Olympics I actually enjoy watching.
I can't say I remember outside of maybe.
Well, I follow
well,
because
Ruan Gardner won that one match. I watched that.
And because of Nebraska, you always have guys that in Nebraska that are in the Olympics.
Jordan,
yeah. So I always tune into that. Yeah.
Well, I boycott the Olympics.
I don't watch a whole lot of Olympics anymore, but I do watch the 100 meter. I watch the relay. I watch some basketball, and I definitely watch some little bit of wrestling.
Mark, that's a good question. Those are all very strong, and I'm sure there are others that we are.
I'll give you one.
Damon
he left
Benning
out.
Versus Kevin's Glass.
Well,
that was
no
a,
Damon
or,
Benning versus
or spicy
chicken. The best
that
one.
That was another one
that's not on there. Is Kevin Kugler versus Barry Collier, which is old school unsportsmanlike conduct.
Oh, I don't even remember.
So this Bob
one.
Is gone. Kevin's by himself. Kevin had a list of 11 reasons why Barry Collier needed to be fired. It was awesome. It was like two segments. It was really good. That rivalry is that was good. That was solid.
And he's such a nice guy too.
Barry Collier. Yeah.
Let's see. I'm looking.
Yes, is Chris one on here?
Yeah. Do you have one? Go ahead.
It just says Chris says, I know we've had this debate before, but I'd like to get Michael Sevier's take. Is a hot dog a sandwich? To me, meat between bread is a sandwich. I have said this my entire life. It's a sandwich. It's a hot dog sandwich. Now, I understand if you put it in a hot dog bun, maybe you just want to say hot dog. But many times, because we don't have buns at our house, I make the hot dog, slice them up, put them on two pieces of white bread that have been toasted. sometimes with chili, that's a hot dog sandwich. I don't know what else to call it.
Well, the hamburger is a hamburger sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Originally, as it was invented.
Right, yeah.
I've always believed it was a sandwich because it's something between pieces
between
of
pieces
bread.
Of bread, yeah. So that's what
I mean, is a lobster roll a sandwich?
Heck yeah, the best. The best sandwich in the world.
Now, it's not truly a hot dog bun, but it is more of a hot dog. It's more
of a brat bun.
It's more of a roll.
Or a hoagie.
It's a hoagie roll.
It's a hoagie roll, yeah. If it's done right. Now, nowadays, it's very small hoagie rolls in most places. But yeah, I love a lobster.
I still have not had a good lobster roll yet.
There's some good ones. There's some good ones in town. I mean,
here?
You haven't had one at Block 16?
No.
Oh, theirs is good. It's really good. Yeah.
If I'm feeling like being combative, I'll argue that a hot dog can be a taco.
Like a soft taco?
Yeah.
We've done that. I've made hot dogs before wrapped up in with cheese mm-hmm. in a tortilla many mm-hmm. times. Yeah, for little kids.
Kelsey wants to know, would you rather win a Super Bowl or an Olympic gold medal? That is easy. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
I am an athlete, and I have a chance to play. So football's
You're
bad.
Not, I'd beat you.
So it's bad. Football's bad. Let's make him a basketball player because you can't play football yet
in
the Olympics. So the choice is, do you win a championship in
NBA
the NBA,
tie, yeah.
or do you win a gold medal for your country? Now it's a no-brainer. You go back to when the Olympics meant something,
mm-hmm.
trust me, those guys in 1972 would trade, a lot of those guys won NBA championship, they would trade it for that gold medal.
Yes, they would.
Back then. It's hard to compare with football because there's no Olympic football.
No,
yet.
That's true.
Flag football starting next time, though. They're doing flag.
Again, it's the Olympics of yard games. That's all it is.
A lot of it is.
CERN, we're going to have lawn darts.
Trampoline. Trampoline is
in trampoline.
Yep, trampoline yeah.
Disc golf.
Frolf.
That's possible, right? Disc golf. They got, you know, breakdancing is in there.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Looking forward to that, actually. Might watch some of that.
Yeah. Good Lord.
And now we got all the X Games stuff, too.
Oh, do we?
All the X Games stuff is now in the Olympics, you know?
In 2028, baseball's coming back. You're going to watch
that.
Olympic
is
baseball.
Is softball coming back too, or just baseball?
I saw baseball, but I'm
because they
not
both
sure.
left, right?
Yes, they both left at the same time. I might watch baseball.
I do and watch the WBC or whatever that was called. I watched that a couple years ago.
World Baseball Classic.
That's every
I watched
four
that.
Years?
I'm fine with what?
How is that every 4 years?
What, the Olympics or the baseball?
The baseball classic.
I think it's every 4 years.
Yeah, I watched that. That was good.
Final one from Sky.
Sky.
Where is the best public restroom in Omaha?
Well, according to the Flying J, which is mom approved, they say they have the best. Have you ever been in the Flying J one?
I have.
So in the Flying J,
the one out at Gretna?
The good the one that's right off the interstate.
Yeah.
At 144th in the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think that's quite Gretna yet. But
okay.
So,
yeah.
But, so you go there, you go inside, and a lot of the bathrooms, and I don't know if they all have this. All the stalls, but they have like this scented thing you can do to make mm-hmm. the scent smell a certain way. They also have like a kind of a bidet kind of thing in there too. It's pretty fancy, and their mom improved supposedly. So I know that's pretty good.
I will compliment the folks at CHI, the restroom that I use.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I can't think of a gas station one, or you know, because I don't visit a lot of public restrooms.
I know.
The only ones I visit are ones in ballparks and arenas. Trying to think, who's the other company who's noted for? I remember this from my days when I was at Sat Brothers. They were on us all the time. Hey, make sure that the shower's clean for the truckers, and the bathrooms are clean.
Yeah.
Hey, when's the last time?
And maybe
you
I was talking about Sat Brothers. That's what I'm talking about.
It could be.
I think I'm talking about Sat Brothers. They got the fancy bathrooms. I think that's right.
Yeah. So that's probably a good answer.
Yeah.
I can't think of any. I don't use that many public restrooms.
Nick says, wasn't Jim Kelly a pro athlete during Into the Dragon? But Jim Kelly was a karate guy. The black guy in Into the Dragon, Jim Kelly, with the afro. He didn't play another sport, right? Jim Kelly was just a karate guy, wasn't he? You never seen Into the Dragon?
I haven't seen any of...
So you have Into the Dragon.
I've never watched many
no
of
Bruce the... No Bruce Lee stuff? No
the martial
stuff.
Arts. Yeah, I've never
yeah, I'm
really
a huge,
been
I'm a,
watching
I'm a
martial
huge
arts.
Bruce Lee fan.
Yeah.
I don't believe, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, that he was, I thought he was just a karate guy.
And what year did Wilt retire?
Wilt would have retired in 76, 77?
So when he was in Conan, he was
No, he was not. I actually looked at Destroyer. That came out in 84.
Okay.
So no, it was that way after his career.
Wouldn't
it? Yeah, Jim Kelly was a martial artist. Like he didn't play a team sport.
And again, this isn't the Jim Kelly of...
Buffalo. No, Bills not that fan. One. No.
Different Jim Kelly.
And Jim Kelly was active as a martial artist from his whole life, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Adam did want to clarify that Lee Trevino was in Happy Gilmore.
So oh, was he?
Oh, okay.
So there was now.
So he would have been in the Masters Tour or the Seniors or whatever?
The Seniors Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lee was good. That was good.
Nice.
The Merry Mex. Could you have that nickname today?
I don't know.
I think you could.
He was the Merry Mex. He was a happy Mexican.
Yeah.
Because he approved it.
Yeah. I'm cool with it. I had no problem. I'm just wondering.
I got no problem at all.
I'm just wondering if that's something you could still have.
Yeah, I don't think Woke is going to go for that one.
Oh, the Merry Mex?
Yeah.
Woke.
I'm not sure. I never know. You never know what side Woke is on. Sometimes Woke's on the side you don't expect.
That's true.
Sometimes you're like, whoa, that's Woke? I didn't know that was Woke.
Woke is broke.
Woke today was Seinfeld, right? Yesterday was Seinfeld Woke, right?
Uh-huh.
What side of Woke is that? That's a different Woke than we normally have for Woke.
Well, those questions will be coming up and more in content.
That's true.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. First, Nick, tell us about your friends.
At Circa Sports,
nice.
Iowa. I know I talk a lot about the great tight money line splits on the Circa Sports Iowa app, but they have a ton of options for you that aren't just baseball and hockey and basketball like I like to talk about a lot. They've also got lines for the PGA Tour. Tomorrow morning, the CJ Cup Brian Nelson tee off at 6 a.m. and our time, and you can play along with the Circa Sports Iowa app. Now, I like to talk about how Circa Sports Iowa doesn't keep as much money on the large market bets as other guys. This is what I'm talking about. Circa has a dedicated team of people committed to finding fair lines so you benefit more with them than you would with others. Siwoo Kim is a plus 1750 to win it all. If you prefer, they also have yes-no props, matchups, and cuts, all in the palm of your hand. The customer support is also in the palm of your hand. Real-life people who want to help you with anything that you might have questions about. It's the hospitality of Las Vegas, anywhere in the great state of Iowa. Download Circa Sports Iowa today in your app store. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.